Self-help guru Marianne Williamson emerges big star of second Democrat debate. By Christina Wong on July 31, 2019. Quirky self-help author Marianne Williamson emerged as an unlikely big star of the second Democrat debate, garnering the most Google searches across America and in 49 of 50 states. She was also the fourth most tweeted about candidate, according to Twitter. Before the debate began, mentions of her on social media appeared to be mostly mocking. However, as the debate continued, her responses began garnering huge applause from the studio audience, and many began reacting on social media to her performance. American Conservative Union Chair Matt Schlapp tweeted, with a hint of mocking, "Crow loves Marianne Williamson, I hope she breaks through. Oh please." But Donald Trump Jr. tweeted without irony, "People are gonna think that I'm trolling, but compared to what else is up on this stage, I think Marianne Williamson is actually winning this thing." Political journalists also began to note her stronger-than-expected performance. Washington Examiner reporter and New York Post columnist Selena Zito tweeted that Williamson is literally the voice of reason. New York Magazine writer Olivia Nuzzi tweeted, "Jesus Christ, is Marianne Williamson going to win this debate?" New York Times columnist Ross Douthat noted dryly, "So we just watched Marianne Williamson win the race portion of the debate." National Review senior political correspondent Jim Garrity tried to make sense of her appeal, tweeting that she is speaking for and to everyone at home who tunes out of political arguments. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, even took note of her appeal, tweeting, according to audience reaction, "Etmar Williamson won the debate." There was still plenty of mocking from the right. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joked that Williamson never moved on from Woodstock. And conservative journalist Michelle Malkin joked that she would lead a Qigong session after a commercial break. There was plenty of mocking from the left, too. Show host Jimmy Kimmel compared Williamson to the ridiculed trailer for the movie Cats. The Daily Show's Trevor Noah tweeted a gif of Williamson on a magic carpet. But some liberal writers and activists appear to express genuine fondness for her or some of her views. Vox's Ezra Klein tweeted that Williamson was trending in his heart. Waleed Shahid, spokesman for the Progressive Justice Democrats PAC, which backed Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in 2016 and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, in 2018, tweeted, "Marianne Williamson is correct on racism. You know what? I dug Marianne Williamson's opening," tweeted New York Times columnist Wajahat Ali.